Well, good morning. My name is Wendy Carrillo. I represent Assembly District 52, which includes the communities of East Los Angeles, a large portion of Los Angeles, and half of the city of Glendale. I want to give a thank you to all of my principal authors and co-authors that are with me this morning. Assemblymember Villapudra from the San Joaquin County area, former police officer, Assemblymember Gibson from Los Angeles County, former deputy sheriff and Assemblymember Alanis from Stanislaus and Merced, and Julian Canati, CEO of the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, for joining us this morning. I am proud to stand before you today and unveil AB 1990, the Secure Transactions and Organized Theft Prevention Act, otherwise known as the STOP Act, which is a critical step forward securing the safety of our communities and putting a stop to retail theft. Organized crime demands organized prevention, and the STOP Act represents our communities to taking a proactive and organized approach to prevent the organized retail theft that is threatening our communities and small businesses across California. According to the Public Policy Institute of California, crime data indicates that retailers have increasingly been the target of crime, with retail theft incidents rising in the Bay Area and trending in Los Angeles and communities across California. In my district, the city of Los Angeles saw an increase in shoplifting reports from about 6,500 to about 12,000 over the course of 1 year, from 2022 to 2023, signifying an increase of 81%. In the community of Eagle Rock, for example, I just want to share with all of you real quick, we have Cindy's Restaurant, Found Cafe, a Once Liquor Store, Pete's Blue Chip, Trader Joe's, 7-Eleven, Eagle Rock Market and Liquor Store, Walgreens, the Malbec Restaurant and Market, the Eagle Rock Peruvian Restaurant, King's Kennedy Rugs, AutoZone, and so many more across my entire district in Los Angeles, but even more so across the entire state of California. Additionally, the LA County District Attorney's Office recently reported having filed over 200 cases of organized retail theft in 2023, indicating a significant surge in retail crime rates in Los Angeles. AB 1990, the STOP Act, is an urgent call to action in response to the alarming escalation of organized retail theft that threatens the very fabric of our communities. Shoplifting adversely affects both small and large businesses, as well as our state's economy and the security and well-being of employees, jobs, and our neighborhoods. I have seen far too many retail stores across my very own community that have shut down because retail theft is out of control, and we continue to see that across California. On a grand scale, a Los Angeles woman was arrested last year for more than $1 million that was seized in stolen cosmetics linked to organized retail theft, a ring of organized retail theft that targeted several stores across Southern California. Small businesses also feel the brunt of retail theft. Last year, a 50-year-old diner, this is Cindy's Diner in Eagle Rock, was ransacked in a smash-and-grab burglary. Recently, as well as in Los Angeles, a 32-year-old employee was sent to intensive care. This is on Whittier Boulevard. Upon fighting for her life, and she is currently in the hospital, while sustaining an injury while attempting to stop a group of four suspects who stole several items from a beauty supply store. Consequently, addressing organized retail crime has been a top priority for our state, and it is the reason that we as policymakers are exploring potential strategies to fight against retail crime. AB 1990, the STOP Act, aims at increasing enforcement and introducing tougher penalties for suspected shoplifters by, one, permitting a peace officer to arrest a suspect without a warrant for a misdemeanor shoplifting charge if the officer has probable cause that the individual has engaged in shoplifting. It also allows a peace officer to use their discretion to arrest and book a suspect in a theft from a store rather than citing and releasing, which has been required under existing law. It is our responsibility to confront a problem that has been increasingly worsening over time. We hear the calls from our community that they want to feel safe. Public safety is a priority. They want to be able to go to a store and not fear that they will be victims of a crime. In my community of Eagle Rock, we have seen an uptick in organized retail theft, with community groups bemoaning stores being broken into and employees being robbed on a weekly basis. Organized groups targeting retail stores have plunged businesses and communities into chaos, creating an environment of disorder for some and instilling fear in consumers, employers, employees who are uncertain about their work safety. Stores are closing, jobs are being lost. It's clear that combating organized retail theft requires a coordinated effort aimed at prevention and ensuring safety. This bill prioritizes public safety and safeguards our local economies and responds to the governor's appeal at the beginning of the year for the legislature to develop a framework that intensifies a crackdown on crime. It is also represents a significant step forward in enhancing the safety of both employees and customers facing an onslaught of organized retail theft. And I want to thank all of our co-authors and principal authors and all of our speakers today. We are very intentional creating opportunities for law enforcement to do their jobs. We are not creating additional burdens for business. They have a hard time enough doing business in California. We are responding to our community that wants to feel safe. We are responding to law enforcement that is asking us to provide them with the resources that they need to ensure the public safety across our communities.